The Eucharistic miracle of Blenod took place during the Easter Mass of 1331. During communion, a host fell to a cloth that was held below the communicant's mouth. The priest tried to pick up the Holy Eucharist, but it was not possible. The host had transformed into blood, resulting in the stain the same size as the host on the cloth. That cloth is preserved today in the village of Blenod. In the 14th century, Blenod was a small village in the center of France and part of the Diocese of Autun. The bishop of this town, Pierre Bertrand, was involved in certain canonical discussions with an official of his curia, Jean Jarosi, which resulted in documentation that gives us many details about this Eucharistic miracle. The miracle occurred on Easter Sunday, March the 31st, 1331, at the first Mass of the day, which was offered by Hugh de la Bombe, the vicar of Blenod. One of the last people to receive communion was a woman named Jacquette, the widow of Renaud Defoe. The priest placed the host on a tongue, turned, and started walking toward the altar. He did not notice that a particle from the host fell and landed upon a cloth that covered the woman's hands. Thomas Quellon, who was assisting at the Mass, went to the altar and said, "Father, you must return to the rail, because the body of our Lord fell from the mouth of this lady onto the cloth." The priest immediately went to the woman, still kneeling at the railing, but instead of finding the host on the cloth, he saw a small spot of blood. When Mass was over, the priest took the cloth into the sacristy and placed the stained area in a basin filled with clear water. After washing the spot and scrubbing it numerous times, he found that it had become darker and larger, reaching about the size and shape of a host. Moreover, the water in the basin turned bloody. This square of cloth was reverently placed in the tabernacle. Every year, on the feast of Corpus Christi, the relic is solemnly exposed in the church of Blenod. An additional note, the hosts that remained in the ciborium after the distribution of Holy Communion on that Easter Sunday were also returned to the tabernacle, never to be distributed, and hundreds of years later, they were found to have been perfectly preserved.